Unrequited love. Bursting with love and desire. How does she function? How does she contain herself when the love and the desire to express it is all-consuming? What does she do with all her longing? Where is she supposed to put it? Living in this state is not sustainable. Feeling such intense passions is hard to manage, mostly because there is no outlet, no receiving end. If the love were reciprocal, she could pour it out, again and again, all the time. But as it is, the door is closed, and the way is blocked. And yet, she loves. She loves so intensely that she is overwhelmed, nearly ripped apart with the desire, the yearning, the need to express the depth of profound care and appreciation and tenderness that she has continually for this man. But what to do? He is beautiful, but he is beyond her reach. He is free, and she must always, wants to always, respect his right to choose as he pleases. That's true. But what about this desire? She can't wrestle with it much longer. It's bursting at the seams, dying to express itself, unbridled and free. She keeps striving for detachment, but it's hard. It feels a little inhuman. It isn't easy to keep telling herself that she can't be in love, when the love is, in real fact, holy and joyful and good. She sees a lifetime of good they could do together. She sees it clearly. And yet, all she can do is wait on him. Wait on God. Wait on him to be ready, to have a heart that's free and clear and ready to love. Ready to love her. But then, of course, she has to ask, will that ever come to pass? What if she's been stringing herself along all this time? The season of waiting is nearing its end. It's not a position she can occupy anymore. It's been so long, and something must give. She can't stay caught in the in-between. Giving up her hope creates a very real sense of loss. For contrary to belief, unrequited love isn't simply some fantasy or infatuation. It is, as the name implies, love. It's just that the goal of love, union, has been denied. Yes, she loves him, with her entire being. He's the one in whom her soul delights. But the pull of his heart is so far gone that she doesn't feel it anymore. She's like a stranger to him, looking in on his life through a cloudy window. A stranger with an unusually ardent desire to wish him well. Her love, I guess, is a fact that must remain between her and God, or in the scribbled pages of her diary. For at the end of the day, he simply doesn't love her back. That's just the way things sometimes go.